You know, I think it's a little difficult to give a message right after Christmas that stops short of going over. That's what I want this to be, about just after Christmas.
我觉得圣诞节后要讲一篇没有直接进入耶稣被钉在十字架和复活的场面的信息，确实有点困难。然而今天我的讲道正是如此。
I'm sure that Pastor Gary will have plenty of time. He usually has a time to bring a theme for the new year, and he will definitely lead you into a good time of Easter.
我相信赵牧师会有很多机会在新一年设立一个新的他喜欢的主题，并且很好的引导你们迈向复活节。
So I just want to talk today about how many of us here today and around the world have truly received the most expensive Christmas gift we could ever possess. Yes, it is indeed the gift that keeps giving for eternity, in fact.
今天我只想谈谈世界各地许多的，包括今天在这里的我们，真正的接受了最昂贵的圣诞礼物的这件事。 是的，这确实是一个源源不绝、直到永恒的礼物。
I meet weekly with a few other pastors in the valley, and we have a discussion. And this 2 weeks ago, we had a discussion on what it means to be in Christ. I mentioned a Christian song that has been on the radio. Help me to love the giver more than the gift. The healer more than the healing.
我每周都会和一些其他的牧师见面。前一周我们讨论了一篇关于何谓基督住在我们里面的文章。我提到了一首基督教的歌词，歌词里面说：“帮助我爱送礼给我的人胜过礼物，爱医治者胜过医治本身。”
So at the end of our discussion, we all agreed that Jesus is the gift, not just the consequences in our life. That statement may give you a little bit of an idea of where I'm going with the message today.
在我们讨论结束的时候，我们都同意耶稣就是礼物，而不只是我们生活中的结果。这句话可能让你们大概明白我今天的信息会往哪里走。
So after all the decorations are down, various material gifts have been unwrapped, do we realize the value of the gift of Jesus?
当所有装饰被收起，各种物质的礼物被拆开之后，我们才意识到耶稣这份礼物的价值。
Of course, the gift is so much about the giver and his love for us.
当然，这份礼物如此珍贵的关键之一是他以爱的方式去赠予。
Pat and I received some yummy snacks delivered to our house last week, and the snacks were great, but nothing to be compared to the love that was expressed in that gift.
上周我收到一份送到我家里的一个糖果零食的礼物，零食很好吃，但和那份礼物中表达的爱相比，根本无法相比。
Now, I know I usually have a passage of several verses for the message, but today I considered one verse to be enough to get me started. I'll go back to some others, but just one verse.
我通常会用几节经文来开始今天的讲道，但今天我认为用一节经文就够了。当然，我之后会引用其他的经文来支持今天的信息。Furthermore,
I should tell you that I'm not using this verse as it's often used to encourage believers to give more. Rather, I hope we can remember how much we've been given when Jesus came to earth at this time that we just finished celebrating as Christmas.
此外，我今天引用的这节经文，并不是像平时那一样 是用来鼓励信徒更加的慷慨。相反，我希望我们能够记住耶稣降临在世上的时候，我们所获得的恩典，也就是圣诞节庆祝的核心。
This first coming of Jesus was really a wonderful thing as he gave himself as a gift to mankind. I hope we can be reminded of just how rich that makes us that have received that gift and head toward the new year.
耶稣的第一次降临是一件非常美好的事情，因为耶稣将自己作为礼物赐予给人类。我希望我们能够被提醒，当我们接受这份礼物的时候，我们已经是多么的富足富有，并带着这样的感恩的心迈向新的一年。
So my main point for today, or the theme if you will, if we have put our faith in Jesus as Lord, we have received the most expensive Christmas gift ever given.So let's read the key verse for today together, 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9, and then we'll pray.
所以我今天的主要的主题是，如果我们相信耶稣是我们的主，那么我们已经接受了有史以来最昂贵的圣诞礼物。让我们一起来读今天的经文，哥林多后书八章九节，然后一起祷告。
2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. You know the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich.
哥林多后书八章九节，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
Then to let these verses sink in, I'd like to draw your attention to 5 points, which all start with how we should try to realize. I put it this way because I don't think it's possible to fully realize or even to conceive of this with our finite minds.
为了让今天的经文更加的深刻的触动我们，我想请大家关注以下我要讲的五个要点。这五个要点都以我们应该试着明白去开头。我这样表述是因为我认为我们有限的头脑无法完全领悟这些的事实。
So point one, we should try to realize how rich Jesus was,previous to him becoming poor.
第一点就是我们应该试着明白耶稣在变得贫穷之前是多么的富足。
Point number two, we should try to realize the degree of poverty in which he voluntarily submitted himself.
第二点就是我们应该试着明白他自愿降卑到贫穷的那个程度。
Thirdly, we should try to realize the state of those for whom he became poor.
第三点，我们应该试着明白那些他为了降卑的人本来所处的境况。
Number four, we should try to realize the result was in the end because of what he took on as poverty.
第四点，我们应该试着明白他承担这样的贫穷最终带来的结果是什么。
And then number five, we should try to realize the connection between the poverty of Christ and the riches of his people as the influence that one has on the other.
第五点，我们应该试着明白基督的贫穷与他子民的丰富之间的联系，以及这两者之间的关系。
So point one, we should try to realize how rich Jesus was previous to his becoming poor.
先从第一点开始，我们应该试着明白耶稣在变得贫穷之前是多么的富足。
Jesus was so rich from eternity past, no language can express it. And again, our finite minds can't really conceive of it.
耶稣从永恒的过去就开始是如此的丰富足。
Since all things were made by Jesus, you could say he owns the patent and the deed on everything in the universe.
因为万有都是借着他造的, 所以我们可以说他拥有宇宙中一切事物的专利。
That's what Colossians 1, 15 and 16 says, as we read that together.
我们来看哥罗西书的一章15到16节。
Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. For through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see, the things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities, and the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him.
哥罗西书的一章15到16节，这里还没有，我就先读。爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的，在一切被造的以先。 因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的，能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一概都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。It
is in the perfections of his divine nature that has the fullness of the Godhead in him. We see that in Hebrews 1, verses 2b through 3a.
在他神性的完美当中，他具有上帝的丰富，这我们能够在希伯来书的一章2b到3a节能够看到。Hebrews
1, 2b through 3a, God promised everything to the Son as his inheritance, and through the Son, he created the universe. The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God, and He sustains everything by the mighty power of His command.
希伯来书的1章2到3节就这样说，就在这末世借着他儿子小玉我们，又早已立他为承受万有的，也曾借着他创造诸世界。
So this is not just the New Testament. Jesus as God was adored by angels, and before him all heaven bows with deepest reverence and awe. God speaking through David, when referring to the ideal of his people, making sacrifices to him, said in Psalm 50,
9-12。这位神的耶稣被天使崇拜，天上的万物在他面前都以最深的敬畏和敬意俯伏。上帝借着大卫说到他的子民为他献祭的时候，在诗篇50章的9到12节，我们可以看到Psalm
50:9-12. This is God speaking through David.
诗篇，对，你看。Oh, sorry.
I do not need the bulls from your barns or the goats from your pens, for all the animals of the forest are mine, and I own the cattle on 1,000 hills. I know every bird on the mountains, and all the animals of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for all the world is mine and everything in it.
诗篇50章9到12节，这是神借着大卫说的。 我不从你家中取公牛，也不从你圈内取山羊，因为树林中的百兽是我的，天上的牲畜也是我的。 山中的飞鸟我都知道，野地的走兽也都属我。我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。
It always was his universe and his empire and domain over all creation, and none of his riches are derived from anyone else, or they aren't all any of those that he can't give to someone else, and they can't be lost. Yet we see they were willingly given up for a time, and that moment of time started on Christmas Day.
他的普世国度和对万物的主权一直都是他的，他的一切丰富既不是从他人而来，也不是他不能赐予给他别人的，这些丰富也不会失去。然而我们可以看到这些丰富曾在一段时间内被自愿的放弃，这段时间从圣诞节的那一天开始。
So that brings me to point two. We should try to realize the degree of poverty to which he voluntarily submitted himself.
这带我们到第二个点，就是我们应该试着明白他自愿降卑到贫穷的那个程度。
Christ left his eternal state with the Father to become a human being in a terribly fallen world. If this doesn't represent though rich, yet for the sakes he became poor, I don't know what that passage means.
基督离开了与父神同在的永恒状态，成为了一个在这个堕落世界中的人类。如果这还不能表达他本来富足，却为了我们的缘故成为了贫穷，我不知道这段经文还能描述一些什么。
So first of all, he became poor by uniting himself to the human nature and appearing in the likeness of sinful flesh. We see that in John 1:14.
他通过结合自己的神性与人性，并以肉身的样式显现，成为贫穷。我们可以在约翰福音的一章十四节看到。
John 1:14. So the Word became human, made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son.
约翰福音的一章十四节是这样说，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的，有恩典，有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
All of mankind's flesh is weak, in a state of poverty. Now I'm starting to realize that more and more every day, just how fragile the human body is, with our joints that we wear out, and our muscles that shrink if we're not careful.
人类的肉体是非常的脆弱的，处于一种贫穷的状态。我每天都越来越意识到我们的身体是多么的脆弱，关节会磨损，肌肉如果不小心维护的话，就会严重的萎缩。
In his human nature, he became the reverse of what he is in his divine nature. Finite, weak, ignorant of some things, and mortal. He was also exposed to much meanness from others.
在他的人性中，他成为了他神性中相反的样子，有限、脆弱，对某些事情无知，甚至会死亡。同时他还受到许多不好的对待。
By assuming human nature, with all its weaknesses and imperfections, except sin, he appeared in a not as Lord, but in the form of a servant, as we read in Philippians 2:6-7.
通过道成肉身，带着除了罪以外所有的弱点和不完全，他以奴仆而不是主的形象出现，正如我们在腓立比书2:6-7中看到的。
Philippians 2, 6 and 7. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being.
腓立比书二章六到七节说，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。反倒虚己，取了奴仆的。哦，这是已经是第七节。Yeah, I'm done.
As material wise, there's no better description of his poverty than the simple account we have of his birth when he was laid in an animal feeding trough.Because there was no clean room for him in Bethlehem.
就物质方面来说，没有比他出生时这个简单描述更能展现他的贫穷了。当时他被放在一个动物的喂食槽里面，因为伯利恒里没有一个干净的房间可以容纳他。
Now the same poverty with respect to outward accommodations accompanied him through his whole stage of life or his journey on earth, as we read from his own words in Matthew 8:20.
这样的外在生活条件上的贫穷伴随着他在人世间的每一个阶段，正如我们在马太福音八章的二十节中从他口中可以看到。
Jesus said of his own self, "Foxes have dens to live in, birds have nests." But the Son of Man has no place even to lay his head.
马太福音的第八章二十节这样说，耶稣说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
Jesus had to work for a living, and many times he depended on others to minister to his human needs. Even when we fast forward to his death on the cross,
耶稣需要为生计而工作，并且在许多的时候依靠着他人来供应他肉身的需要。即使到了他在十字架上的时候，情况依然如此。
Jesus had nothing to pass on to his mother, but to commit her to the care of one of his disciples.
耶稣在死的时候没有任何财产可以留给他的母亲，只能将他托付给他的一位门徒去照顾。
Even further, he had no tomb of his own. He had to be laid in someone else's tomb. Of course, he wasn't there for very long, but that's another message we'll some other time.
更甚的是，他甚至没有自己的坟墓，只能够被埋葬在别人的坟墓里面。当然，他并没有在那个坟墓中停留太久，但这是另一个信息的主题了。
So that takes me to the next point, which is, for whom did he make the step from all this wealth of the universe into poverty?
这带我到进入下一个点，下一个要点，那就是他是为了谁从宇宙中所有的丰盛降卑到贫穷的呢？
So point number three, again, we should try to realize the state of those for whom he became poor. This is often the part we don't like.
第三点，也就是我们不太喜欢的一个点，就是我们应该试着明白那些他为了降卑的那些人本来的处境。
This third point I want to refer to brings us to the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. You've heard me refer to this acronym before, G-R-A-C-E, God's riches at Christ's expense.
第三点，我想谈的是我们主耶稣基督慷慨的恩典。你们以前可能听过我用一个缩写 ,Grace,G-R-A-C-E 来说明这个恩典，意思就是说神的丰富在基督的代价下。
Another simple definition of grace is our undeserved favor. Now let's talk about how undeserved that favor really is. As we were born into the world, we are indeed poor in every sense of the expression.
恩典的另一个简单的定义就是我们不配得的恩惠。 现在让我们来谈谈这份恩惠到底有多不配得。 当我们出生在这个世界上的时候, 我们确实在各种意义上都是贫穷的。
When I talk about how poor we are, I need to also add that we're also terrible sinners. Poverty is really too simple of a word to express how poor we really are. Our sins bring on a debt. Mankind is both poor and has an insurmountable debt.
当我谈到我们有多贫穷的时候，再加上我们还是一个可怕的罪人，贫穷这个词实在不足以形容我们现在的穷困。我们的罪带来一个债务，人累计贫穷又富有无法偿还的债务。
And even more desperate than that, sin is disease as well as a debt. It is the sickness of the soul which no human doctor or medical wonder can ever heal.
比那还要绝望的是，罪不仅仅是一个债务，它也是一种疾病，是一个灵魂的病痛，没有任何人类的医生或医学的奇迹可以治愈。
The Lord's description of the Laodiceans in the book of Revelation is wretched, miserable, poor, blind, naked. And in this picture, every person is in their natural state.
主在启示录中对老底家人的描述是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身。这正是每个人在自然状态下的写照。
So think of it. The persons for whom Jesus became poor, they were not angels, but men and women who were sinners and ungodly persons. They were all totally bankrupt and beggars.
耶稣为之成为如此贫穷的对象，不是天使，而是那些罪人和不敬虔的人，他们全都成了完全的破产和乞讨的。
I've always liked the expression of the gospel, telling the gospel, as one beggar telling another where to find bread.
我一直喜欢用这个想法，分享福音就像是一个乞丐，告诉另一个乞丐哪里可以找到面包。Now
that drives me to the next point to share, which is that it's Christ's poverty that has made us so rich, especially as you think how poor you would be if you didn't have Christ.
这带出我要分享的下一个要点，那就是基督的贫穷使你变得如此的富足，特别是当你想到如果没有基督，你会是多么的贫穷。We
should try to realize what the result was in the end because he took on this poverty.
我们应该试着明白，他承担这样的贫穷，最终带来的结果是什么？
Now, it should have been considered really quite an act of generosity had Jesus just come, take away our debt, and then us be able, that we couldn't pay, but then we'd be able to try to build a life, and now that we're not in the debt, make a little substance for ourselves.
如果耶稣来是为了清偿去我们无法偿还的债务，这应该被认为是一个极大的慷慨行为。在被免除了这笔债务后，我们或许还有机会自己争取一些什么的。But
the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ proposed an end result much bigger than this, that we might be rich. Some might ask, how rich are we talking? Well, the Bible says, so rich that no eye has seen, nor ear heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man to conceive. How rich we are in Christ.
但主耶稣基督出于他的恩典为我们设想的最终结果远远超过了这么的一点，他使我们成为富足的人。有人可能会问，这里说的富足是有多富足的呢？圣经说，眼睛未曾看见，耳朵未曾听见，人心也未曾想到的。
Being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the process, believers are received into the house and the family of God, not just servants, but as children in John 1:12.
因信称义，我们借着我们的主耶稣基督与神和好。在这个过程中，信徒被接纳进入神的家，不再是奴仆，而是他的儿女。我们可以在约翰福音的一章十二节看到。
John 1:12. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God.
约翰福音一章十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄，做神的儿女。
So let's get back to the idea of what it means to have Christ in you, which is mentioned in many places in the New Testament, and it's expounded on in 1 Corinthians 3, 22b through 23.
这回到了新约圣经中多处提到的基督在你们里面这个概念，并在哥林多前书三章的22到23节中有更深入的解释。
Now this is short, but don't miss it. 1 Corinthians 3, 22b through 23. All are yours, and you are Christ, and Christ is God's. All together.
这一节很短，但不要忽略了它。哥林多前书三章的22到23节。全是你们的，并且你们是属基督的，基督又是属神的。
One 19th century pastor you may have heard of, Charles Spurgeon, said, By Jesus coming as a man to die on the cross, he paid all our debts, dressed us all in a robe of righteousness adorned with jewels.
19世纪的一位牧师查尔斯·斯布珍曾说，借着耶稣以人的身份来到世上，为我们的罪死在十字架上，他清偿了我们所有的债务，并以镶嵌着宝石的衣袍为我们穿上。
In doing so, he made us kings and priests unto God. We are forever enriched by him with the graces of the Holy Spirit.
透过这样的行动，他使我们成为神面前的君王和祭司，他以圣灵的恩惠永远丰富了我们。
It should be considered how wonderful is the inheritance which Christ has given to his people. If you judge what he gave us by what he gave up for us, it must be something really wonderful. And our riches are really in proportion to his extreme poverty, then our riches must be pretty extreme.
我们应该想一想，基督赐给他子民的产业是多么的奇妙。如果你以他为我们舍弃的一切来衡量他给予我们的，那一定是非凡的。如果我们的丰富确实与他极度的贫穷成正比，那么我们的丰富必然也是极致的。
So now if this grace of Christ does not make you feel incredibly rich, I don't know what will. Still the important part of what the difference does it make for us in our new life and in our year to come that's coming. The things bring me to that fifth point.
如果基督的这份恩典不能让你感受到无比的富足，那么就没有什么能够让你感受到这样的富足了。然而最重要的一点是， 在我们现在的生活中以及即将到来的新年中，这样的信息会带来一些什么的不同？这也带到让我带我到最后的一个点，第五个点，也是今天要讲的最后的一个要点。
I want to add something. So I can't say this in Chinese, but what I would like to say is Happy New Year because of your riches in the new year.
新年快乐。And what's the next one?
Because of how rich you are.
因为你们有多富足。
Okay. So the fifth point is we should try to realize the connection between the poverty of Christ and the riches of his people as the influence that one has on the other.
第五点，我们应该试着明白基督的贫穷与他子民的丰富之间的联系，还有这两者之间的关系。
The fact that Jesus would become poor, that those through his poverty might be rich, should not have been a surprise to his people at the time, as they should have known this from Zechariah 9:9.
耶稣成了贫穷，借着他的贫穷我们得以富足，这事实对当时的子民来说应该他们不应该感到惊讶，因为他们应该从撒迦利亚书九章九节中可以看到。
Zechariah 9:9. Rejoice, O people of Zion. Shout in triumph, O people of Jerusalem. Look, your king is coming to you. He is righteous and victorious, yet he is humble, riding on a donkey's colt.
撒迦利亚书九章九节，锡安的民啊，应当大大喜乐；耶路撒冷的民啊，应当欢呼。看那、你的皇来到了你这里，他是公义的，并且施行拯救，谦谦和和的骑着驴，就是骑着驴的驱子，是驱吗？驱子，
So the first coming of Jesus on Christmas and his life of poverty during his time on earth should address the voluntary humility and love of God by sending his own son.Of course, we have our go-to verse, John 3:16.
耶稣第一次来到世上的圣诞，以及他在世上过的贫穷生活，应当让我们看见神以自己的儿子降世所彰显出的虚己和爱。我们熟悉的经文《约翰福音》3:16，也许能够提醒我们这一点。
John 3:16.For this is how God loved the world. He gave His one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in Him will not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音的3:16，就是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，他们叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
So even if we try to grasp the full importance of these previous four points that we've gone through,What does point five call us to do? What is the connection for us to live out in the days ahead?
即使我们尝试理解前面提到的四个要点的重要性，第五个要点又呼吁我们做一些什么的呢？在未来的日子里，这和我们有什么的关联？
So I think the connecting point between his voluntary poverty and our unspeakable riches is grace.So for today and the new year, we can set maybe four things to focus on our attention.
我认为他的葬杯与我们无法形容的富足之间的连接就是恩典。因此对于今天以及新的一年，我们可以专注以下四件事。
So the first is to give glory to God for what we know of his grace.Even if I can't fully explain it or even conceive of it, we should just praise the Lord that He has stooped so low to raise us so high.
第一点，为我们所知的恩典将荣耀归于神，即使我们无法完全解释或理解它，我们仍然应该赞美主，因为他愿意将卑自己 来高举我们。
Number two, let each new day encourage us to hope for that perfect day when we shall see Him as He is and enjoy Him fully without interruption and without end.
第二，每个新的一天都应该鼓励我们盼望那完美的一天，那是我们将见到神本来的样子，并且能毫无间断的、永无止境的全然享受它。
So third, we should try to use all the means He has appointed for our obtaining larger measures of His grace, both in respect of knowledge and of influence. Remember, this is something we can re-gift without any shame. We have received grace, so we can give as much grace as possible to each other.
第三，使用神所指定的方式来蒙受更多的恩，包括知识和影响力。请记住，这是一份我们可以毫无羞耻的分享，去分享给别人的一份礼物。我们既然已经领受了恩典，就应尽可能的将恩典分享给别人。
So you don't have to do anything for me to love you. I just love you.
所以你不需要做什么来去让我爱你，我已经爱你，爱你了。
And number four, while we bless Him for the grace He has already made known to us, let us pray for further discoveries as it can strengthen us and comfort us in the days ahead. We may need to remember that.
第四点，当我们为以上我们结识的恩典赞美神时，也要祈求更多的启示，因为这能在未来的日子坚固并安慰我们。
So as I said earlier, my main point or theme for today is, if we have put our faith in the Lord Jesus, we have the most expensive Christmas gift ever given.
如我之前所说的，今天的主题是，如果我们已经相信耶稣是主，那么我们便拥有了有史以来最昂贵的圣诞礼物。
And the blessed thing is, even if we haven't done that yet, the gift is still there to unwrap any time, any day. Literally, in that sense, Christmas can be truly celebrated any time of the year.
就算我们还没有接受这份礼物，它仍然随时的等着我们去打开。从这个意义来说，圣诞节可以在一年中的任何时候被庆祝。
Now perhaps we may need to ask ourselves, did I ever see myself as God's word says to be wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked, under a righteous sentence of judgment and unable to do anything for myself?
或许我们只需要问问自己，我是否像圣经所描述的那样看待自己，是曾经是可怜的、困苦的、贫穷的、瞎眼的，而且是栖身肉体的，无法逃避公义的审判，并且无法靠自己解决以上的问题。
Maybe even more importantly, do I know how much our Lord Jesus Christ loved me and knowingly how much He gave of Himself for me?
更重要的是，我是否知道我们的主耶稣基督是多么的爱我，他为我付出了多少。
Finally, could I even today humbly and thankfully receive Him as the most precious gift ever given, knowing that He not only came to earth for me, but also died on the cross to forgive my sins and was resurrected to give me the free gift of eternal life?
最后，就是即使在今天，我是否能谦卑且感恩地接受他作为我最珍贵的礼物呢？知道他不仅仅为我降世，还为了赦免我的罪而死在十字架上，并复活赐给我永生的生命还有恩典。
How foolish we are if we try to find our riches in the world. It is our tendency to try if we can find something that will satisfy us apart from Christ.
我们尝试在世上为自己寻找财富是多么的愚蠢。我们总是试图找到某种能够在基督以外满足我们的事物。
It's been said many times by some of the forefathers and so forth, there will always be an empty place in our hearts until it's filled with the gift of Jesus himself. Furthermore, it can be said that the gift of Jesus is virtually God giving himself to humanity.
正如许多人说，我们的内心将永远的空虚，直到那空缺被耶稣这份礼物所填满。此外，我们也可以说，耶稣这份礼物几乎等同于上帝将他自己赐予给人类，
Yeah. Let's pray together.
让我们一起来祈祷。
Father, help us to see how much you love us, how much you've always loved us, to want Jesus to come to earth and to give up his riches, to become poor for us to be rich. I pray that each person here has an understanding of the riches they have in Christ, and if they don't, that they will see that as something even for the new year, that they will put their trust there and know that that is the eternal riches, that is the free gift of Him. We just thank you for that. We again thank you for giving us your word that reminds us, and we pray that as we go from today into the new year or wherever, we never let that leave our mind of how precious your life was for us. And we give you thanks for that in Jesus' name. Amen.